At the start of June, we chatted with Keith Whelan. Keith, who hails from Larchill in Dura Berfield, joined us at the time to talk about being selected for the Irish Warriors AFL team. That's the Australian rules football team that were getting ready to travel to Germany to compete in the 2023 Euro Cup. Keith spent 10 years in Australia before his return to Ireland, where he plays with the South Dublin Swans AFL team. And Keith joins us once again, and it's off the back of great news that Ireland are the European champions. It's our first Euro Cup victory in 11 years. So let's find out how Ireland prevailed by chatting with Keith. Very good morning to you, Keith.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, more importantly? Congratulations to you and the rest of the team. You're European champions.
Yeah, thanks very much, and thanks for having me on again. Yeah, it was a pretty spectacular weekend. It was great weather, so it was nice to get away from some of the rain here in Ireland at the moment. But yeah, 15 men's teams this year, and we managed to get out on top at the end. So could run you through the teams we played in the group stages and bring us through to semis and finals if you'd like.
Yeah, take us through the journey of how you ultimately won the European Championships.
So it's a 9-a-side competition, this one. The 18-a-side, well, it happens only every 3 years, and that was last year in Croatia. So this year, it starts off in group stages. So we started against Austria, and we beat them pretty comfortably. And then we moved up against the Netherlands in the next group stage. Then that brought us on to Croatia. We beat them. And then finally, in our last group game, to top our group, we played Switzerland. So with all that said, the top three teams in each group went through to the semi-finals, and the best placed second team from the three groups, so based on score percentage, a bit like goal difference in soccer. So that made us face off against England in the semi-final, and that was basically our grudge game, because England have won it. I'm just looking at some of the stats here. England have won it the last 2 years, well, I suppose not including COVID. So we were kind of the underdogs going in against them, but not really on the day, because we were strong. And then brought us through to Wales in the final. Wales beat Denmark. And as Owen said the last time we were on, Denmark are actually secretly very, very good at AFL, and they play AFL in schools over in Denmark. So I think we were slightly lucky to avoid them in the final, but we won't say that.
Yeah, and I remember when Owen said that at the time, I was very surprised that, I suppose, just that any country other than Australia, you would be taught Australian rules football in school, but Denmark just seemed like a real outlier. But that's brilliant that you managed to avoid them, although I'm sure you would have given them quite a game anyway.
I think we would have. Now, to be honest, we were just really lucky this year. 16 players selected, and 16 of the guys were very, very capable football players. You know, we do have a distinct advantage from, I suppose, Gaelic football. And I suppose it's a hybrid between Gaelic and rugby. So the four corners of Ireland, we do have a lot of experience in Gaelic football and rugby. So that does give us a slight advantage. But it's not going to take away from the win. It was still pretty amazing.
Yeah, so before we get to how it felt when you won, take us, you know, put the spotlight on Keith Whelan for a moment. Tell us all about your man of the match moments throughout the course of the competition.
Oh, I wouldn't say I had too many man of the match moments.
Don't be humble now. This is your time to shine, Keith.
You got to show some humility in these situations. Look, I play in the backs, and I'm not sure if you look back at some of the score lines, we were pretty, a lot of the ball spent a lot of the time in the mids and in the forwards. So the backs, our job was to stop the goals going in, and I think we managed to do that fairly well. But at the same time, our forwards and our mids were amazing. Can't really speak about too many man of the match performances for myself.
It sounds like what you're saying, Keith, is basically you and the other backs were in your deck chairs on the beach while the lads in the midfield and up front were doing all the hard work at the coalface.
Exactly. I'm still sore today, and we've been finished on Sunday. But just quickly, Alan, I must mention the ladies as well. So there's obviously a ladies Irish AFL team as well, and they were competing over in Kiel at the same time. And we do have actually another Clare native, Ciara Corbett from Curra Finn. She was on the women's team, so I must give a shout out to Ciara as well. I'm not sure if she's listening. I think she's actually still partying. she could be still in Hamburg for all I know.
Do I take it then, if they're partying, that the Irish women got on well as well?
Sorry, the Irish women are champions, yeah.
So it's a double.
Double this year, yeah. So the Irish Banshees, and the Irish have actually won it the last 4 years in a row. So they've been champions 2018 and 19. 20 and 21 was cancelled due to COVID, and they won it in 22 as well. So now 23, so four times in a row. So you'll have to guess Ciara on next.
Definitely, that's continental domination.
That's it. No. So as you can imagine, there is an Irish pub in Kiel in Germany, Pub Mahone's, which was rocking until the early hours in the morning.
And like, is that, you know, you're celebrating because you've won, it was great and a great achievement, but is that part of the appeal of playing AFL and playing for your country, Keith, that there's a camaraderie there? It sounds like you all get along, and there's a kind of a great friendship amongst the team members.
Absolutely. So we'll say, compare it to our Clare hurlers, but, you know, when you play county standard in Clare, you know, you play against these guys in club all the time, every year, but then you also play on the same team on the county team. So there is a camaraderie there, whether you like to admit it or not. We are all just a bunch of friends, and with AFL, I wouldn't say it's not as serious as the GAA, because I don't want to downplay it, but there is a certain level of socialism to it, and there's a certain level of you get to travel. It's so inclusive. You know, anyone who wants to play AFL is more than welcome. There's never a you need to be this good or you need to be this fit. It's very inclusive, and there's a huge social side to AFL.
You're selling it well. It sounds very, very appealing. Well, look, well done to you and everyone else on the team and to the women as well. Great to see Ireland at the European Championships in both genders. What is next for Ireland? So is there a World Championships?
There is. So there's going to be the nine-a-side again next year, around this time next year, June, July, and that's going to be actually held in Kiel again, Kiel, Germany. They've got it for 3 years in a row. Sorry, they've got it for 3 years, but they'll definitely do 2 years with an option to have it on the third year. It was really well run over there, Alan. You know, every pure German efficiency. There is all the games started at the same time, all the sirens, all the scores. Just it was run really, really professionally by AFL Europe. But the next step for us is, the next target is the International Cup, which is held in Australia next year, and that's going to be it hasn't been announced yet, but it's around the September month, I think, 2024.
Okay, well, look, we wish you well. You'll be going there as European Championships, and you were talking about the relief of avoiding Denmark in the Euro Cup. I think everyone will want to be avoiding Australia in the World Championships.
I know this sounds ridiculous, but Australia aren't actually allowed to compete in the IC. It's every team outside of Australia that competes in the IC.
Well, I suppose that's fair enough, isn't it, to give everyone a fighting chance.
Exactly, but there's a lot of Australians living in New Zealand or some of the Samoan islands, so they're all eligible to play.
Okay, a covert Aussie team.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
Well, look, we'll chat to you again around the time that happens, and it should be a great experience. And you go there, we have to say, amongst the favourites, given you are the European champions. Now, congratulations again, Keith, and fair play to you and all the team. And thanks again for having taken the time to have a chat with us.
No problem. Thanks, Anne. Thanks for having
Brilliant
me on.
Stuff. All the best. That's Keith Whelan from Dora Barefield, who was part of Ireland's European Championship winning team in Aussie Rules. Fair play to them and to the women as well, making it a double for our country. It's great to hear.